Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You ready to blow up the Celtics
team?
No,
no, never.
What?
Over my dead body.
What? That's what the Celtics are ready to do, apparently.
I'm not ready for that.
Okay.
I love the Celtics. I finished Celtic City.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Nice.
Excellent. Excellent. Enjoyed very much episodes 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
I think.
There's a good chunk of it I liked quite a bit.
Yeah, I'd say 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 1, 2, 3, slow, good.
Slow, good slow. Stuff, good stuff. In
last
there.
One I didn't love, but you got to watch it to complete the whole thing.
But whatever, it's not. Yeah, I'm a completionist, Jones.
Yeah. Yeah.
As my wife
How's
knows.
The clubhouse coming along?
Ask my ex-wife.
I haven't finished the clubhouse. I can't watch everything, all right? There's only so many hours in the day, and I chose to spend those hours watching Celtic City and, of course, the Celtics run. But, no, I do not want to blow up the Celtics.
Okay.
The Celtics finally are the
Shams?
Right group. I heard Shams.
Apparently they want to.
No.
Yes.
No. Yeah, but it doesn't mean they're right. Okay. And it doesn't mean they should.
No.
And it doesn't mean we have to sit back and take it, Jones. We don't have to do that. Let me be the first to say they should not blow up the Celtics.
Okay.
They should keep this down. Brad Stevens got the right mix. After all these years, Danny Ainge deserves credit for getting Tatum and Brown, but they got the right group finally. They've been tinkering with it for so long, and they got the right group, and now they're like, well, it's too expensive. It's like, well, that's not great. I mean, if that's what you want to do as the owner, then like it is your right to do it. But fans are going to immediately hate you. And that's also their right to do that, too.
So there's a lot of good layers to this.
Yeah.
And that was Shams Charania yesterday on the Pat McAfee show discussing changes are coming to the Celtics this offseason. He even qualifies it by saying, well, they're locked in on defending their title right now.
Oh, yeah, they're not going to trade anybody tonight?
Well, they can't.
Thank
it's
you.
Like, yeah.
Right. No kidding.
Brad Stevens can't do anything about the team right now, so he would be on to the next thing if that's the marching orders from the new boss, who, oh, by the way, the sale's officially, not officially, but reportedly about to go final. There were some questions about that, which I never question, like Pags trying to
Pags
wait
like,
in the
hey,
wings.
If this falls apart
in the shadows.
Guy.
I'm still over here.
Nope.
I know you got a new man, but I'm still right here.
As we all sit together front row during these games?
With my boombox. Yeah, no, yeah, he is.
It's I know.
Wick here in the middle.
Steve.
Pags to one side.
And Wild Bill Chisholm.
Chisholm to the other.
Yeah.
And they refuse to show him on the Jumbotron at the Garden, which
it's
I still
bizarre.
Find odd. But okay,
yep.
So there are changes coming as soon as this offseason. The whole league knows about it. Wick tried to warn us about this. We're going to play some of Wick coming up from last month on the Greg Hill show. What's he talking about? What are the changes?
Well, they're trying to shed salary. They're trying to get under the second apron because not only are you paying the money to all the players, but then if you're over a certain number, then you have to pay even more on top of it. So, you know, just for these aren't exact numbers, but basically your $300 million payroll turns into like $500 million or whatever. Like that ends up being like the real dollars that you have to spend. So they're going to try to get under that, which they shouldn't. Because they're going to come up with all these other different reasons for why they have to do it, for competitive balance and all these different penalties that they put on you. It's like, no, it's just still the money. Like, this is a salary cap league more so than it is, you know, baseball, which is not a salary cap league, but way less so than, say, the NHL. Right? The NHL, like, here's a hard cap. Here's how much you can spend. That's it. Whereas in basketball, it's, all right, well, it's your own guy. This guy qualifies for the Supermax. So does this guy. Oh, you're re-signing this guy. There's all these things that if you're willing to spend the actual dollars, you could keep this team together. All their players of consequence are under contract for next year. Meaning there's no rule that says you need to move right. on from somebody from your top eight players.
Bingo.
They're going to do it only because they want to save money.
So I agree with you to a point. If they win and they've won back-to-back titles and they're sitting on top of the basketball universe with two championships and you can go for a third, they better not blow anything up. But if they come up short, like
There's more.
I don't think they're losing to the Knicks, Keith.
Yeah.
I don't think they're losing to the Cavs, but they get tripped up by OKC, Golden State, Minnesota, somebody out west. That does give them carte blanche to make changes and say, well, we're getting older, changes are happening. Fans still won't like it, but I agree with you 100%. If they've won back-to-back titles, you spend whatever it takes to three-peat. You spend whatever it takes to go for another championship. If you don't, then I see their viewpoint a little bit more. It's hard to repeat in the NBA.
Yeah.
You know, the Nuggets didn't repeat. The Warriors' latest incarnation didn't repeat. The Bucks didn't repeat. And so, you know, you can say this team won and they should keep it together, but once you lose, I don't know, I would see their side of the street much more. But sitting here forecasting it that they could win back-to-back and potentially three in a row, they better not blow anything up if those are the stakes.
Oh, if you win two in a row and then you move on from a big player or even two big players, you'd say, like, oh, who stopped the Celtics? It wasn't the Knicks. It wasn't the Thunder. It was Bill Chisholm. Right? Like, that's the only thing. Like, the old, like, Michael Jordan, Dean Smith thing.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You could keep him under 20. No, Dean Smith can.
Not a good way.
No, that would be a terrible start.
Not a good way for private equities Bill Chisholm to come in.
Hypothetical that maybe could go their way. What if a player is hurt and is out and they win without a certain player, could they then spin it? Now, again, it would be spin. I wouldn't advocate for this.
So you're talking about Holiday
or
who's
already hurt,
or Porzingis,
like,
who's a play away from
right.
getting hurt.
And they're like, hey, we're moving on from him. And they'll spin it as though, well, this creates more flexibility for mid-levels and draft picks and blah, 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 blah. But it's really just about money. But they want it without a certain guy. Maybe that would be an easier spin. But I'm with you. If they have everybody healthy and they win a hard-fought series against whoever, and they're back-to-back champs, and then they move on from somebody, it's only about money, and it'd be a horrible, horrible basketball decision.
They can try to spin it. If somebody's hurt and they win without him, they can try to. I wouldn't stand for it.
I'd still keep the guy.
Yeah, I wouldn't stand for it. Good point by Dark and Stormy Nights in the Twitch chat. If you thought Dallas fans were mad at Nico, Boston fans would riot.
Oh, my God.
New ownership?
Yeah. First thing they do is get rid of, like, two players.
Pags might storm the garden with a bunch of Celtics fans.
Oh, Pags would smell like roses.
So
who knows? He might have done the same thing, but we don't know.
So who do you view as the name? You just mentioned two names, Porzingis,
yep,
Holiday.
Those two.
We think in this scenario, Shams isn't talking about, well, obviously he's not talking about Tatum. He's not talking about Jaylen, right?
I don't think so.
As the guy who's traded Jaylen 1,000 times.
No, you know what's going to happen?
Including from the second he was drafted,
right,
as highlighted.
Before
he
was drafted.
In
just
the final
picks
episode.
In the slot. We were ready to trade that pick.
Seriously, good point.
Yeah.
As was highlighted in the final episode of Celtic City, I was right there booing him the second he got drafted, and I was trading him even before
he
got
drafted. We were in the garden that night.
We were.
With Bill Simmons' dad.
With Angry
He was
Wick.
There.
With Angry Wick, who, by the way, said...
Eating buffalo wings.
Wick, by the way, I didn't remember he said it this way. Wick.
Sick Brad.
Yeah, we were there.
We were there.
That's right, Nick.
In your face.
We were there.
Yeah, that's just history.
That's it.
Them are facts.
They put us in the stands, remember?
Very, very strange.
It was a weird setup.
Again.
Sick brag, bro.
In a related story.
No, that's actually not a brag. That was a... these two guys are here. All right, put them up there.
In a related story. Wick Wick never did another draft show with the night show.
That was he was on with us, though, right?
He was on that night.
Yeah.
Not again.
No.
But his comment then was so fraudulent. He's like, yeah, we've been trying to move the pick all day, but Jaylen's our guy.
And we love our guy.
Yeah.
And it's like, he's our guy. So, like, basically, yeah, that was
crazy. Wait a minute. He's your guy. Why were you trying to move the pick all day? You know? That's like Trevion Henderson right now. Not to go down that rabbit hole.
I want Trevion Henderson.
We're not. No, they tried to trade the pick all day, but Trevion Henderson's their guy.
I know,
totally.
I get it.
Okay. So I don't think it's Jaylen. It's not Tatum. So
Pritchard doesn't make enough money, so he's safe.
Neither is Hauser.
So here's what it would be.
Nobody wants Horford. So, like,
well, does Horford retire and make it easy for him?
We're talking Porzingis, Holiday, maybe White. That's who we're talking about, right?
Yeah, and I would say, you know, Holiday's age and now his current injury status, I would say he's sort of at the top of the list, which would be a huge mistake. And then Porzingis, which is another guy that really sets you apart. And isn't that crazy that we have seen a Tatum, Brown, Horford team for many years? The time they win it, they have Holiday and Porzingis. And I would say more so Holiday just because Porzingis was in and out in the playoffs last year. But those were the two like missing pieces that Brad Stevens added to this team, and they won a title. And this conversation obviously changes quite a bit over the next month and a half. If we're talking about two titles in a row,
yeah,
and then you break it up, that's insane. And then also, if you end up losing somehow, but if it's like a seven-game series and you lose to the Thunder in the NBA Finals, I still don't think it's going to be an easy conversation to have with the fans. Be like, yeah, we're getting rid of this guy, and we're somehow better for it.
You lose game seven to OKC. And then they're like, hey, guys,
let's run it back.
We can't keep this team together. We got to blow it up.
It's like, why?
Maybe they'd be right, but it wouldn't go well with the fans. I'm with you on that. 617-779-7937. Shams says changes are coming to the Celtics. Not only that, but the whole league knows, assumes, changes are coming to the Celtics this offseason. Who is he talking about? How would you feel about it? Especially if the Celtics are sitting here as back-to-back champions. Again, 617-779-7937. That's how you interact on the phone and text line. You can do the same on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. Watch along and chat, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI. Always a healthy chat going on Twitch. And you can watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. Wick tried to warn us about this months ago.
He did, yep.
On this radio station with Greg Hill back in March. Here's what Wick had to say about long-term changes to the organization.
It's not the luxury tax bill. It's the basketball penalties. Okay, the new CBA was designed by the league to stop teams from going crazy. And they decided that it's not just good enough to go after the wallets, because then the fans are like, hey, you know, find somebody who can afford to spend, whatever, $500 million a year or whatever it is. The basketball penalties mean that it's even more of a premium now to have your basketball general manager, your basketball president, be brilliant and lucky, because you've got to navigate. Because you can't stay in the second apron. Nobody will. I predict for the next, 40 years of the CBA, no one's going to stay in the second apron more than 2 years. So we have Brad Stevens, the reigning executive of the year, and thank God we do. He's the one that really brought us this championship with his brilliant moves. I mean, many other people, but Brad is forefront, and he's looking at this, and he's going to extend our window and make it work. I believe he will, and we'll find out in June and July what he decides to do.
Thank God for Brad Stevens.
Yeah, that's pretty ominous. That means they're going to have to move on from players that Brad just acquired to win a title.
And my reaction at the time when we heard this, well, number one, all the stuff about the basketball penalties.
That's fake.
You already highlighted why that's so fake. There's no rule or penalty
that
says the Celtics have to change their roster.
They can bring everybody back. It's just about money. These billionaires want to make as much money as possible, and they don't want to pay more than they need to. Well, because you want me to tell you what the penalties are?
Yeah.
Tell me if this is really restricted. When you already have a team that's won a title,
maybe back-to-back titles.
And they're all under contract.
Yep.
And what, out of the eight best guys, six are in their prime? Right, it's really Holiday and Horford you're kind of managing. Everybody else is in their prime, and they are a proven commodity. All right, if you're in the second apron, it says here it triggers several penalties, including losing access to the taxpayer mid-level exception.
Okay, so
you can't get Xavier Tillman.
Can't add a mid-level player.
Yeah, you can't add Tillman at the deadline.
You don't need a mid-level player.
You're unable to use trade exceptions from previous years.
Okay.
I'm not trying to trade anybody.
Right. Unless you want to break things up, you don't need these trade exceptions.
Restrictions on trading first-round draft picks 7 years in the future.
Okay.
So you can't trade the 2032 first-round pick.
Okay, well that's...
You better trade Porzingis then.
They're hamstrung now.
Additionally, if a team remains in the second apron for 3 of 5 years, so 3 times in a five-year stretch, their first-round pick is moved to the end of the first round.
Oh, no.
Which it already will be because we assume they're competing for titles.
They're scheduled to pick, I don't know, 28th right now?
Dude, there's nothing in there that even gives me, pause. There's nothing in there that you even say, well, that actually could come back
to bite
you.
Well, it doesn't give me or you pause. It might give the guy plunking down $6 billion pause.
No, it doesn't. That doesn't.
No,
that still doesn't.
No, I'm sorry.
Paying $500 million for your team or paying $300 million for your team, that is the thing.
The basketball penalties don't. The luxury tax is obviously what we're talking about. So Wick can try to talk his way out of it. That's BS. But the other part that jumped out to me is Wick put a timetable on it. It's either this offseason or next. Wick told you, no one's staying in the luxury tax more than 2 years in a row. Well, here's number one. This next offseason is number two. They may not even stay the second year. But Wick told you, it's not going beyond next year. And that's what he said back in March. So I felt like that was ominous at the time. Do you think, Keith, this report by Shams, I've already seen people on the text line and Twitch chat. I'll read from the text line here, 617. 779-7937. Guys, it's curious that the Shams report comes out now to create a distraction for the Celtics, blah, blah, blah. Like other teams trying to stir the pot, distract the Celtics, sow seeds of discontent or whatever. Whether or not you believe that conspiracy theory, do you think it has the potential to create issues within the Celtics? I don't want to go. This guy might go. Like, if teams in the league know that breakups, changes could be happening, do you think that could infect the locker room in some ways while trying to defend a championship?
I really don't think so. It might even go the other way, where they're like, hey, this might be our last run. Like, maybe it's even more incentive to go out
it's
and
a
win
rallying
it, to be
point.
Honest, like, a little
okay.
bit.
But if
because it's the NBA, I feel like guys change teams all the time.
So that's fine. It might. I'm not telling you it won't. But if you're willing to acknowledge that they could use it as a rallying point,
they could.
We need to acknowledge it could go the other way. And so it would in some ways get into the locker room. You might view it as a rallying point. You might be right. But I just think contract stuff like this, you hear fans all the time. They'll call up, oh, what do you think of guys in the middle of a game, a playoff game, thinking about his contract? Yeah, sometimes. Robert Parrish told us in Celtic City he didn't stick up for Larry Bird.
Oh, it's definitely
in a brawl because of a contract. So, yeah, that's a Hall of Fame player who in the middle of the playoffs said, I'm not sticking up for my guy.
But like a guy like Jaylen Brown, for example, like we were joking about, was traded every year for, you know, every deadline, every offseason. We assumed he was going to be traded or people were trying to work up trades and he stayed here and had to play through it. So I feel like it, just the nature of the NBA, there's always some sort of uncertainty. Even if you're under contract, you could be gone. Guys get traded all the time. Celtic City is a good reminder of that. Antoine Walker, Kendrick Perkins, Marcus Smart, they're all blown away when they got traded. They were not prepared for being traded at all. And right now, you know, Al Horford's a free agent at the end of the year. Porzingis is a free agent after the following year. So I wonder if maybe like Bill Chisholm and those guys look back on it and say, all right, let's see what Horford does. Would he walk away after back-to-back titles, just retire? Can we keep Porzingis for one more year and then not re-up him and just sort of see what happens? And then, like, you don't look like you're the bad guy as much, and some of this stuff sort of solves itself because you do have Tatum and Brown locked up for the long term. You have two supermax guys locked up forever. Those are the two that you'd think you'd want to keep the most. But yeah, I think there's always questions, you know, when you look at a team like this and the payroll that they have.
So I just, if you think it could be a rallying cry, then fine. It's a last dance, last rally, last resort sort of thing. Well, fine. Then that's what you think. But you are acknowledging, and I don't mean you, Keith. Mm-hmm. I would mean a Celtics fan who says, oh, yeah, I like that. I want to latch on to that. You are acknowledging that the external reporting and or just the rumors throughout the league, and there are rumors throughout the league, and they've been going on for a while. Wick was on the station a few months ago. We've been talking about stuff like this since Bill Chisholm bought the team. We're like, all right, well, what does that mean for changes? Will he want to fit the luxury bill? Like, I don't think any of it's out of left field, but it's a new report from one of the most trusted insiders, the most trusted insider in the sport now with Woj out of it. So will it impact the Celtics, good or bad, in the playoff run? And if you think they can use it as a rallying cry, you're acknowledging it's going to impact them, which means it could go the other way. This is the kind of stuff they don't need, is all I would say, trying to defend a title. You can jump in, 617-779-7937. We'll get into the series in round two, which gets underway on Monday. We now know the opponent. It'll be the New York Knicks, who are able to, again, execute late against the Detroit Pistons, who just can't close
Pistons
out.
Pistons have a little bit of an issue there, it feels like. You know who they need?
The Pistons should have a 6-0 lead going into Game 7. That's what they should have.
Kira Cedric, the closer. They're the Red Sox before Keith Falk is what the Pistons are.
They have
no closer. They just can't finish game. They won every game until the last couple minutes.
Who's she married to? Kevin Bacon.
Power couple.
Nice. Were they on your top? They were on your top 10 couples?
No, because I did a sports person and then a celebrity.
Gotcha,
just celebrity
gotcha,
couples.
Gotcha. They'd be up there.
Oh, yeah. They've been together a real long time. They have a daughter who's an actress now.
We love love. So, I mean, I'm a fan of that relationship, I would say.
Bacon Sidgwick.
So you can jump in on the Celtics and the Knicks. How do you see that series shaking out? Can New York push Boston at all? We have a lot coming up on the show. 10:45. So what? 25 minutes from now, we'll give you a top five Friday. The five people we are most worried about.
Yeah.
And I think you can probably guess one.
Yeah.
Who will be on each of our lists.
He's been on a topic this week.
We have a four-pack of questions for you in the Friday four-pack at 11:30 and the Week in Review at 12:45. Stay tuned for all of it. We'll get into Celtics changes on the horizon and Celtics-Knicks in round two.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Brunson stops on a dime, launches. Oh yeah! Jalen Brunson buries it! Movement. Beasley Harris falls down. Hardaway back for Cunningham. Swing it off the hands of Beasley! Out of bounds! Pistons turn it over. 0.4 on the clock. Detroit didn't get a shot off. The Knicks take care of business. They wrap up the series in Detroit and move on to the second round.
Jones and Keith here on WEEI. You got the Celtics and the Knicks coming your way on Monday.
Top five Friday.
Top five Friday.
Maybe next week, top five New York rappers.
Oh.
With the Knicks. That's a good one.
That is a good one.
It's a lot to choose from.
Jay-Z got to be in there.
That gentleman right there.
Yeah.
Would you count Wu-Tang Clan? Staten Island. That count?
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So not just New York City, but just like sort of the New York
area.
Yeah,
but you're taking the whole Wu-Tang Clan.
Well, yeah.
I'm just making sure we're not breaking it down individually.
Take all nine of them.
Yeah. I'm making sure you're not breaking it down to...
I guess you could take one of them if you really wanted to.
You're Method Man. You're Red Man.
Red Man's not in Wu-Tang, but...
Is he not?
He's not.
He did a lot of collabs.
What is he in? He's just his own guy. He's just Red Man.
He's just his own man.
He's Red Man.
I thought he was in Wu-Tang.
He's not. He did a lot of stuff with Method Man, including film How High.
You're ODB.
You're ODB, rest in peace.
You're RZA. You're JZA.
Raekwon the Chef, Masta Killa, Ghostface Killa.
Yeah.
All those guys together.
Top five Wu-Tang. You want to just do that?
Oh, that's unfair. That's unfair to four of them. I don't want to rank them. That's why I put them all together, but that would be a good one.
Okay, so maybe next week, top
five. Top five New York rappers.
Top five
New
York
rappers. In honor of the Celtics-Knicks series, which will begin on Monday.
We got our top five coming your way 15 minutes from now. Five people we are worried about.
Concerned with. Yeah.
I think one is obvious.
Yes.
But we'll flesh that list out.
And you don't know my list and I don't know your list, so it's going to be a surprise on the air for that as well, which I'm looking forward to.
We better have the same number one. I'm hoping.
I think we do.
I am hoping we have the same number one.
I guarantee you a couple of mine you do not have.
All right, stay tuned.
All right.
And find out. We'll get to your phone call, 617-779-7937. You can jump in on Shams, his report from yesterday on McAfee that changes are coming to the Celtics. The whole league knows that changes are coming to the Celtics. And so who is he talking about? What names are we talking about? I personally don't think it's Jaylen. It's not Tatum. So Porzingis, Holiday, maybe Derek White. I'm with you, Keith. I don't think Pritchard, Hauser rise to that level financially.
No, you'd have to look at it this year.
You're trying to save money. Those guys just don't rise to the level of saving you significant money.
Next season,
yeah.
So the 25-26 NBA season, Jaylen Brown will make $53 million and change. Tatum will make $54 and change. Drew Holiday will make over $32. Porzingis will make $30, and Derek White will make $28.
Yeah,
so nobody else is even really worth talking about. Hauser makes $10. I mean, Hauser makes $10, which I guess is a decent amount. But
Holiday, Porzingis are the two. And again, it's 10, but that is more than 10 when you're talking about shaving luxury tax savings.
Yeah, yeah.
So, I mean, it's...
And Pritchard's only 7, so I mean, and Horford's not under contract. So if you want to bring everybody back, that would be the one guy... Actually, he and the Murder Cornet are the two guys that play that aren't under contract for next
year. So you can jump in on that and who they're talking about. Do you think it has the potential to disrupt the Celtics? Or as Keith said, do you think it has the chance to be a galvanizing force for the Celtics? But just know, if you're willing to acknowledge it could be galvanizing, I acknowledge it could be. I also acknowledge it could go the other way. Then you're saying that players are aware of this and it can impact them. And so let's see which way that goes. Again, it's 617-779-7937. You think the Knicks are... Well, it's definitely a more interesting series. I don't even think that's worth debating. I mean,
Boston, the Magic, yeah,
Boston, New York. No. Then the Pistons would have been.
Oh,
I think Boston, New York is interesting. I think, and Terp had a good tweet on this last night. I remember the Celtics and the Knicks playing 11 years ago, 12 years ago, whatever it was, in 2013, where it was KG, Pierce, their last ride.
Yeah, Carmelo.
They got knocked out in 5 games in the first round. Carmelo advances. Then next thing you know, they're blowing up the big three.
Yeah.
But the last time they played beyond the first round, the Celtics and Knicks, 84.
Well, I was going to say the Knicks haven't been to the conference finals since 2000, just on their own, regardless of opponent. It's been a long stretch where they've been bad. They tried to get good with Carmelo. Second round was as far as they got. And then this sort of new wave, you know, Julius Randle was good with them for a couple of years. They obviously trade him out to Minnesota. They get Karl-Anthony Towns, Jalen Brunson. So, like, they got a couple of all-star slash all-NBA type of players, but I think this is going to be another year where they do not make the conference finals. I think,
the Celtics are going to advance.
In a weird way, even though they, like, Brunson hit a big shot and, like, they hit some big shots, I mean, you could argue the Pistons gave them the series more than they won it.
I would 100% agree with that. Detroit gagged away that series more than New York won it.
How many?
I mean, Brunson hit the big shot.
Yeah, right.
And Brunson hit some big shots down the stretch. I mean, the layup under the basket where he somehow kept his balance and shook. I'm trying to remember who he shook now. Was it Schroeder? Whoever he shook under the hoop where he stuck that lefty layup and he almost fell down twice on the play. I mean, Brunson had some big hits down the stretch. He also missed like 10 shots in a row before.
He missed a lot of shots.
He was missing so many shots to the point where Ian Eagle's like, there's a lid on the basket. He can't buy a basket. And then he finally started sticking shots down the stretch.
Yeah.
So, look, I'll say all that to say this. I think it's a more interesting series. I think it's a more entertaining series. I think fans are going to get more jazzed up about New York and more excited about the Knicks and more interested and invested in this series, which I think is good for us on the sports radio side.
Mm-hmm.
I think Detroit would have been a tougher matchup for the Celtics. I think the Celtics are fortunate, and this is not to say they're getting an easy path. They're getting the higher seed. Last year was an easy path. I'm not complaining about the path. I'm just saying this is a better matchup for the Celtics, I think, from a basketball standpoint. It should be an easier series than Detroit would have been,
right,
which Detroit has some elements of what Orlando gave you in the first round, the scrappiness and the edge.
Yeah, because if you just look at, you know, the records and the seeding and the players, you would say, all right, the Knicks is the toughest possible second round matchup. It's the 3 seed. It's Jalen Brunson and Karl-Anthony Towns and then everybody else that they have. But when we saw them play against the Celtics in the regular season, you're like, yeah, the 7 seed Magic actually give them more than they can handle than the Knicks can.
That's true.
So on paper, it looks like the more difficult series, but the Magic, I'm with you, the Magic and the Pistons. Now, maybe the Pistons, it's for 46 minutes, they're the tougher matchup, and then they just throw up on themselves the final 2 minutes because they don't know how to win yet. And then you'd win that series pretty quickly too. But that's how I look at this one. Anytime it's Boston, New York, that's a good thing. You have a couple star players on the other side. That's always a good thing. But they just match up really poorly against the Celtics. I think the Celtics are going to have their way with them.
So
they beat them all four games in the regular season. Most of them were blowouts. They weren't even close.
The first three were all blowouts. The last one went to overtime.
Yeah.
Tatum had a big shot to force overtime. I do wonder, and this is not to buy in on my Knicks and the Celtics are beating the Knicks.
Yeah.
I do wonder if New York figured some things out in that final matchup. I said this the day after that game, but you know, they took them to overtime. They played them close. I think they were getting. You can dictate matchups in basketball. You see the Celtics do it all the time. I think they were dictating Towns on Tatum, and meaning when the Knicks had the ball and the Celtics were on defense. I think Towns was giving Tatum work. So I wonder if they found some of that out. But we'll see in this series. The Celtics are not losing to them. If you had to put a series prediction on it, Keith.
I mean, I'm going sweep.
Sweep.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to go the
other. Although I was wrong. I went sweep in the Magic series and it was five.
I think I'm going to go the other way based on this. I'm not saying seven games, but I thought they'd sweep the Magic last round.
Yeah.
And it went five. A game further than I thought.
Okay.
I would probably lean like gentleman sweep. So I'm going to give the extra game. The Celtics needed an extra game against Orlando. They might need an extra game against this team.
Okay.
Give me Celtics in six, which is
six.
Not a normal prediction for me.
No.
Normally six feels too wishy-washy. It's two in the middle.
Yeah, like, is it really a close series or is it a blowout series? But no, it can happen.
I like sweeps in seven. When I make a prediction, predict four or seven. I don't really like to do anything in the middle, but I'm leaning six.
Your best bet, in my opinion, for the Knicks to win a game or two in your scenario would be Drew Holiday has to be out longer because Drew Holiday is a...
As far as we know, he's still not practicing.
Right.
Terp was on the other day. I don't know if they've had a chance. I think they were maybe scheduled for practice today or
hamstring,
tomorrow.
Hamstring's tough.
So as far as we know, he hasn't been practicing.
But a guy that can guard Jalen Brunson, and honestly, he can also at times, when need be, guard Karl Anthony Towns because he's tall, but he's soft. And so he is an important player, I think, in this series. Now, can they win without him? Sure. But that changes maybe the number of games.
Who's the most clutch player in the series?
You want me to say Brunson?
I'm asking.
I'm
asking you, Keith. You answer however you'd like.
I will say Tatum. Yeah, it's tough. Well, in my mind, I can see Tatum, Brown,
Tatum
and
fairness,
Brunson all in Towns all
Tatum hit a massive
missing
shot.
Big shots and making big shots. So, like, I think it's kind of a wash.
Tatum hit a massive shot against this team.
Yeah.
In the regular season to force overtime. So, like, if you want to say Tatum, I don't think that's out of bounds. That would not be my personal answer.
Is it Brunson for you? Yeah.
Clutch.
So like
the most clutch, I would say, and Brunson missed a million shots in that game.
He's like a Donovan Mitchell light.
Yeah.
If you tell me like the Cleveland series, I'll tell you without a doubt Donovan Mitchell. But
for that to matter, the Knicks need to play him close, and they might not. The Celtics blew him out three times. So that clutch factor could be totally irrelevant in this series. I acknowledge that. But at the end of the game, who do I trust to hit a big shot? I would go Brunson over Tatum.
Okay.
And I might even go Jalen over Tatum.
Yeah, maybe. I go back and forth on those two guys because there was a stretch there where we were keeping tabs on all of Tatum's shots late in games. Remember, and his percentages weren't nearly as good as Brown's were, but just like an overall shooter, I still have confidence in Tatum. But you're right. Will the games even be close? You know, I could see them, if they win this series and however many games, three of their four wins could easily be by 15 or more.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I could see it getting out of control. Now, if it is close, then, you know, maybe that's their best bet for the Knicks.
There's every chance this is an easier series for the Celtics than Orlando.
Yeah.
Just know, though, the Celtics struggle with Orlando. They have two guys. By the middle point of the series, I was giving them two more half players. I upped it to three. They have two real players, Orlando.
Yeah.
This team has a lot more than that.
Oh, they have five, like, players.
It's shocking. Mikal Bridges.
I thought he was better.
He hit a big, stuck back. It was a Brunson miss, I believe. A big rebound, offensive rebound, stick back. I swear, he barely touches the ball. He's not a part of the offense. So that's a talented player that I feel like they barely use. But just so you know, the Knicks' talent is head and shoulders above Orlando's. Celtics struggled with an untalented team in Orlando. I'll say six.
They traded all those picks for him, and he was like a 20-point-per-game guy. And then they get him.
Well, because in Brooklyn, he was the only guy who shot.
True. I mean, he had to be. But you're like, but they gave up so much for him that you thought he was this awesome player.
He doesn't touch the ball in their offense. It's unbelievable.
It's really strange.
I mean, their whole offense is pretty much Jalen Brunson dribbling around and then chucking. I mean, that's pretty much their whole offense.
Brunson does a lot of stuff.
Josh Hart grabs a scrappy offensive rebound. That's their offense.
And then your 7-footer bombs away from three in Towns. And you're like, okay, Good offense. How this is a Tom Thibodeau team?
As we're talking it out, it sounds more like a Celtics sweep. Yeah, it does.
How this is a Tom Thibodeau team?
Oh, it doesn't match his attitude whatsoever.
It's so weird. It's like all about defense. Like no, just like kind of two guys kind of bombs away. But no, but like the other guys, like OG Anunoby and Josh Hart, like those are better players than Wendell Carter and like some of the other guys for the Magic. But those guys on the Magic played tough on defense, and they didn't give up. They like never let up on defense.
Mm-hmm. This team will let up.
Yeah, there's not going to be a half where the Celtics go 0-for-6 from 3 the Knicks.
Towns will let up on will let up on defense, and Brunson's just too small to play defense. So that's two guys right there.
So they can run at him.
Yeah,
they can just run at Brunson, and then it's sort of that tough thing, similar to when they would ever be matched up with Trae Young.
I was gonna say, although you say that, and like Porzingis couldn't score over Cole Anthony last series.
No, that's true. Well, less so like post play, because Horford's the same thing. Horford will get switched on a little guy and then like miss a shot on the block. But then if you free him up for three, he'll nail it. It's more about just getting those open looks, or even like a one-on-one mismatch. And then the guy is, how many times do you see like a bigger guy or a real small guy matched up with like Brown or Tatum, and then they're just afraid they're going to go to the basket, and then they end up getting like a wide open three.
617-779-7937. Can the Knicks give the Celtics a series? We'll take your thoughts on that second round matchup, which begins on Monday. All your thoughts on changes coming to the Celtics, roster changes coming to the Celtics as soon as this offseason. The whole league knows about it, according to Shams. And we'll give you a top five Friday, the people we're most concerned about, on Jones and Keefe coming up next.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jones and Keefe, Top 5 Friday here on WEEI. Today we're going to go with five people we are worried about.
That's right. In the world. Top five people we're worried about.
On the entire planet.
That's right.
Keefe, we can choose from
anyone.
A
lot of people.
People that we have deep concern for.
We narrowed it down to five.
And I think we have an obvious one that should be on both of our lists.
And everyone's list.
Everyone's list. Mm-hmm. We'll get to a four-pack of questions in the Friday four-pack about 40 minutes from now at 11:30. Week in review. At 12:45. Stay tuned for all of it. Plus, you can still jump in on the Celtics and the Knicks. Celtics and any changes coming this offseason at 617-779-7937. All right, five people we are most worried about. Keith, you want me to go first on this one?
Yeah, you're going to go 5-1?
I'm going to go 5-1.
All right.
I'm going to work in reverse order here. We'll get these out on socials, yeah. And eventually you can see them there as well.
Mm-hmm.
Number five for me, and I know this has come up periodically on the internet.
Okay.
Ariana Grande.
Oh, yeah.
The fans are concerned.
Good one.
Keith. She seems to be much thinner than she was in the past. And some are worried.
Not the body shame one way or the other, but it does seem like skin and bones.
You just want to make sure that she's doing okay. Yeah. I don't mean to body shame whatsoever.
Right,
it's just
right.
You look at her and you go, she's at these award shows. She's in this big movie.
Yeah.
She doesn't look the same as she used to. Perhaps she's very, very well.
Maybe.
But I am concerned for Ariana Grande as a fan.
That's fair.
Of Ari. Team Ari.
Yeah, yeah.
I want to make sure that she's doing okay. I've not seen that yet.
It's a good film.
I feel like I basically heard about the entire thing from Courtney.
I pretty much
know how the movie went down.
It's good.
Plus, you see the award shows. I get it.
Yeah. They sing, they dance. It's the whole thing.
But yeah, I would have Ari on the list. Number four, the gentleman who rolled down the hill in Pennsylvania and who was a guest on this radio station, Jay Leno, Keith.
Jay Leno, you're worried about.
What's going on with Jay Leno?
That was wild. I don't know.
Black eyes.
Yeah.
I think there was like an explosion.
He rolled down a hill?
In his garage where he like caught fire and had burns. He rolled down a hill.
You rolled down a hill or we met on a plane? What's more believable?
I'm a little concerned for Jay Leno at this point in time.
Good
Who knows what's going on with that guy, especially when you see some of the injuries he's sustained. I would have Bam Margera on my list.
Man.
I would be very concerned for him, his well-being, really anyone close to him.
He's a legend.
I was very entertained by CKY, Jackass, all these things. It has not gone well for Bam.
No.
He would be on my list of people who were worried about. I imagine we both have this next one, Britney Spears.
Yes. Another video this week, I believe. She cries for help.
She's just dancing like a wild person by herself on social media.
Doesn't look right.
My wife constantly is showing me Britney videos and what's going on with Britney. She's very concerned. By proxy,
yeah,
I'm also very concerned.
Yep,
and at the top of the list, I'll agree with Charles Barkley. I have concerns for Bill Belichick, what's going on in his life. Wetzel wrote today at ESPN, very finger-waggy, like, let's not be concerned for Bill. Bill always comes out of things fine. It always works out for Bill. It always has worked out for Bill. It always will.
Until it doesn't.
You could say that about anybody. It's always worked out for that person. Yeah, yeah. And excuse away a million warnings. You could say that about anybody.
Yeah, there's nothing to see here. People are strange.
Wild.
Very strange.
So Bill Belichick, number one on my list. People we are worried about. Who do you have, Keith?
All right, number five on my list, Bill's quarterback, Josh Allen. I know you're thinking, like, hold on, Keith. Josh Allen.
Josh, the MVP seems like a good, of the league.
Seems like a good dude. Yeah. Great football player. Well, if you've seen Sinners, like I've seen the movie Sinners, you know that his fiance, Hailee Steinfeld, and Michael B. Jordan have quite an on-screen rapport. Also, if you see any of the red carpet stuff, off-screen rapport.
Oh, it trickles over to the
off-screen. They're making eyes at each other, Jones. Oh, and if I was in Josh Allen's shoes, I would be terrified. So if he's not worried, he should be. But I'm worried for Josh Allen.
You're worried on his behalf.
I think the one man out there that you have to be worried about in the world happened to co-star with your fiance.
I'm shooketh.
Josh Allen shouldn't be worried about any other dude out there except for Michael B. Jordan.
Yes.
Number four on my list, Pat McAfee. Coming up a week from Saturday, he has a one-on-one match at WWE Backlash with Gunther, the ring general.
Yeah.
The guy who choked him out the other day.
Sure.
Right ringside, choked him out. Now he has to go one-on-one. Good luck. I'm worried about you.
Okay. I thought, you know, yeah, he was worried about a pending litigation and things like this.
No. He
his
has to
wrestling
go.
Wrestling match.
Yeah, with a former Intercontinental Champion, Gunther.
Gotcha.
One-on-one.
Okay.
Guy got his hands on him. Didn't go well for Pat McAfee.
Look out, McAfee.
Number four on my list. Number three on my list, Drew Holiday. For a couple of reasons. Worried about Drew Holiday. One, this hamstring has kept him out for three games. Might continue to keep him out. And Bill Chisholm leaking out there, they're going to have to get rid of guys from the team. He's probably first on the list. So he might not play this upcoming series because of a hamstring injury. And whether they win the title or not, he might get shipped out of town to another team.
Bill Chisholm hates him.
I'm worried about Drew Holiday.
About to trade him, and he's hurt on top of it. So Drew Holiday on the list.
Tough combo.
Interesting.
Might not play. Might not be here next year.
Mm.
No fault of his own. And then we have the same top two. Britney Spears. I've seen too many of these videos with Britney Spears. And as somebody who grew up in the 90s, Britney Spears, GOAT.
The name rang out. That name rang out in an elementary school, junior high, like nobody's.
Some of the great songs, yes. Some of the great videos, yes. Et cetera. And then number one would have to be Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
Doesn't look right. We watched the CBS Morning video, and then his response, or quote-unquote his response, sad. It's sad. And how the mighty have fallen, especially with the top two.
I don't understand Christy in the Twitch chat. She goes, Britney's been doing this for years. Yeah, no, I know. It's been concerning for years. But she's still high on the concern list.
Still concerned.
Let me tell you who I had on my list, and my wife's like, take her off. She's doing great, actually.
Who is?
I had Lohan. No, not Britney.
Oh.
I had Lohan on my list. I'm like, Lohan's got to be on there.
Kat's right.
Kat's like, she's doing great.
Lohan's killing it.
I looked it up. I'm like, she is doing pretty
well. She looks better than ever.
Good for her.
She's in a bunch of movies that most of them are terrible, but she's working.
Yeah.
She's on Netflix. She's working. And she's in a Freaky Friday reboot or requel coming out this year.
Shame on me.
With Jamie Lee Curtis.
She was initially third on my list. Kat, talk me out of that.
Yeah, that's an old list.
Yeah.
A revised list.
That's exactly what she said. She's like, you're living
in an early 2000s
You're
list.
Living in 2012, Jones.
Top five people who are doing great. Lindsay Lohan might be on. Forget about people we're worried about.
Neither of us had Bieber. Bieber was a late omission. I know people are quite concerned about him these days. Did I have anybody else that was on my list? I can't remember. That was another one under consideration.
Yeah, no, I considered Bieber as well. It's another one where we've seen the photos and you're like, oh, boy, doesn't look great.
Dice brought up Kanye. I think that's one that would not be on my personal list.
No,
but
not necessarily worried about
perhaps
him
as well. People you're worried about. Bill Belichick, number one on both lists. Britney Spears.
What about Shelly Miscavige?
Number two on both lists. Now, who is Shelly?
Well, I don't think we should talk too much about it, but she's David Miscavige's wife, the Scientologist.
Oh.
I don't think anybody's seen for years.
Oh, she's been.
Yeah.
Got it.
Dump that, Nick. Dump that. I don't want that.
You don't need that.
I don't want
that
coming
after.
You don't
be hounded by that.
Yeah, never mind.
That was in Going Clear?
That was, yeah.
Yeah, covered well in Going Clear. I had Margera, Leno, and Ariana Grande on my list. Keith has Drew Holiday. McAfee.
Pat McAfee. Josh Allen.
Josh Allen on your list.
Greg Hill texted Bieber. So he's worried about
Bieber.
He says, Bieber's a good honorable mention.
Biebs was on my list.
Yeah, it doesn't look right anymore.
No.
Yeah.
Going at the paparazzi the other day with like one One arm in his hoodie, one arm out of his hoodie.
He's a little dude.
Speaking nonsense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I know.
But he's probably just down that Canada's about to get invaded. I'm sure that's what he's...
You think he's upset about
that? Yeah, I'm sure he's going through it. Yeah. Text line, I'm sorry, Twitch chat is also pointing out you have a strange obsession, they say, with Michael B. Jordan.
I don't think it's strange. Obsession, yes. Strange, no.
Yeah, let's not debate whether or not it's an obsession. Yeah. It's whether or not the level of strangeness.
That's incredible. What do you want from me?
6 months.
The Wire, Friday Night Lights, Black Panther, Creed,
sure.
Sinners. What more do you want?
What was his character's name in Sinners again? Both of them?
Oh, Smoke and Stack.
He played Smoke and Stack.
He played twins.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. Two characters.
Yeah, Josh Allen should be. He should be higher on your list, quite frankly.
Especially the Stack character. Let's just say he and Haley Steinfeld.
617-779-7937. You can jump in here. Top five Friday. Five people we're most worried for. Both of us have Bill Belichick number one on the list. No news flash there. Let's get to the Red Sox. Another bad loss for the Sox last night. Pair that with injuries. Walker Buehler on his way back to Boston. Christian Campbell is scratched last night. Argar Marcelo Meyer even scratched in Worcester yesterday. What's going on with the Red Sox? We'll get to it next.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.